remembering that he had come in the way of business and was, as it were, under a flag of truce. His master was so delighted at his new customer that he knocked Tom down out of hand and drank more beer that night than he usually did in two, in order to be sure of getting up in time next morning. For the more a man's head aches when he wakes, the more glad he is to turn out and have a breath of fresh air. And when he did get up at 4 the next morning, he knocked Tom down again, in order to teach him, as young gentlemen used to be taught at public schools, that he must be an extra good boy that day, as they were going to a very great house, and might make a very good thing of it, if they could but give satisfaction. And Tom thought so likewise, and indeed would have done and behaved his best, even without being knocked down. For of all places upon earth, Hartover Place, which he had never seen, was the most wonderful. And of all men on earth, Sir John, whom he had seen, having been sent to jail by him twice, was the most awful. Hartover Place was really a grand place, even for the rich North Country, with a park full of deer, which Tom believed to be monsters who were in the habit of eating children, with miles of game preserves in which Mr. Grimes and the collier lads poached at times, on which occasions Tom saw pheasants and wondered what they tasted like, with a noble salmon river in which Mr. Grimes and his friends would have liked to poach, but then they must have got into cold water, and that they did not like at all.